translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma said, "My dear son, O Lord of the world, I am very pleased with you and I desire all blessing for both you and your wife. You have without reservation surrendered yourself unto me with your heart for my instructions." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The relation between the father and the son is always sublime. The father is naturally disposed with goodwill toward the son, and he is always ready to help the son in his progress in life. But in spite of the father's goodwill, the son is sometimes misguided because of his misuse of personal independence. Every living entity, however small or big he may be, has a choice of independence. If the son is unreservedly willing to be guided by the father is 10 times more eager to instruct and guide him by all means. The father and son relationship, as exhibited here in the dealing of Brahma and Manu, is excellent. Excuse me. The father and son relationship exhibited here in the dealing of Brahma and Manu is excellent. Both the father and the son are well qualified, and the example should be followed by all humankind. Manu, the son, unreservedly asks the father, Brahma, to instruct him, and the father, who was full of Vedic wisdom, was very glad to instruct. The example of the father of mankind may be rigidly followed by mankind, and that will advance the cause of the relationship of fathers and sons. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurinmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dudati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaisnavamsa Sri Rupam Sakajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Sri Radha Krishnam Padan Sahagana Sri Lalita Vishakam Vitamcha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate. Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavanishwari. Vishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye. Vancha Kalpa Turu Vishya Gripa Sindhu Vyae Vacha. Patitanam pavinevyo vaisyavebhyo namo namaha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangulangaite girim. Tat kripa tamam vande si gurum dinatarinam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for your attendance in this morning Bhagavatam class. Actually, I'm very honored and pleased to be among you here in this corner of this world. Actually, I'm not qualified to speak the Bhagavatam, but somehow I've been given the service to speak something, so I'm here as for service. Okay. It's something. The screw is it's loose. So again, I'd like to thank you so much for giving me a chance to speak from the Bhagavatam. My language is not English. It's okay. I will try my best to say something. Hare Krishna. So here, we're speaking from the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is a very important scripture, the most important scripture. Bhagavatam describes. Krishna swadhamo upagati gyanadibhi saha kalo nastam disam isa puranako duno dida. This Bhagavad Puran is as brilliant as the sun. It has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Person who has lost the vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance sought get light from this Puran. So this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada upon us. He has given us Bhagavatam. Because in this age of Kali, we are in darkness of ignorance. Prabhupada knows how we can enlighten us. So therefore he has given us Bhagavatam. First of all, we must understand that we are in a diseased condition of life. Once we know that we are in a diseased condition of life, then we'll look for a remedy, or we'll look for a medicine. And Prabhupada is very expert. He gives us the medicine. And the medicine is Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, chanting of the holy name, and their morning programs. This morning program is a real treatment of our disease. Therefore, we have to take, by all costs, we have to take this Bhagavatam. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, when there is Bhagavatam class, we have to suspend everything and come to hear Bhagavatam. He also made a very nice statement. There has not been and there will not be such benefactors as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers has been. Other benefits are only a deception. So following the footstep of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada has given us this Bhagavatam, this morning program. This morning program is a cure of our disease, is a real treatment. And the diet is prasadam. We have to take prasadam. Yesterday, this Prabhu discussed about the unique contribution of Srila Prabhupada. So the unique contribution, we have actually three products to practice and to share. The first is chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the Bhagavatam. First is the chanting, second is the Bhagavatam, and the third one is prasadam. These are three products that we have got from Prabhupada, and we have to share it also to others. This verse is like we have two words, slap. What is the opposite of slap? What is the opposite of the word slap? Slap means slap. And the opposite is clap. Clap. Clapping. So this verse is like it's not a slap, it's clap, more or less. If I ask you what you like, slap or slap? Clap or slap? Many people will accept clap. Many people like clap. And slap, hardly anyone. But in ISKCON, we have to accept both. Slap and clap. So this verse is more or less like a clap. Clap, not slap. So it's a very important verse. This is a conversation between Brahma and Swayambhuva Manu, father and son. But we read in the previous verse, this line of disciplic succession from Brahma is spiritual. Whereas the genealogical succession from Brahma is material. But both are on the progressive path towards the same goal of Krishna consciousness. So that reminds me about Srila Prabhupada, father and sons. Relationship between father and sons. His Srila Prabhupada's father was whose? Gaur Mohande. Goharmuan Day when Prabhupada was born up here. They asked for an astrologer to see his future. And the future was that when Prabhupada reached the age of 70, he will cross the ocean and will make 108 temples. And will make many disciples. It's a prediction of the astrologer. And Gaur Mohandi was very pleased that his son will become will cross the ocean and become a wealthy person. Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Haluman Ki Jai. But when Prabhupada, when Gaur Mohandi learned about this prediction, he did not cross his hand like this and see this happen. But he worked on this prediction so that his son can achieve it. So this is the father's desire that his son will achieve the prediction, will fulfill the prediction. See? So this is the relationship between father and son. And he does everything, Gaur Mohandi does everything, so that his son, Prabhupada, will become successful. Hindu Jews, he gave Prabhupada Radha Krishna deity. He made Prabhupada, help Prabhupada to worship, to do the Rath Yatra. In his childhood, give him Radha Krishna deity to worship and Rath Yatra to pull, to play with his other sons, with his other friends. And work on the prediction. So this is father. Father always seeks for the goodness of his son. But nowadays, in general speaking, nowadays the fathers invest so much money on the children just to make the children become famous, make him become they invest everything with the son. When go to school, invest so much so that the son will become a great man in society. Economically develop, get a good house, a good bank balance, with a beautiful wife, a beautiful house, and land, and everything. This is the aim of father in the material world. But as far as Prabhupada is concerned, and Gaur Mohandi is completely different. When we all have a father, right? We left our father's shelter and we take the shelter of our real father, who is Krishna or Srila Prabhupada. So, but our father is not happy that, you know, this son has left me. Because the father was expecting from the son, and now he will get good wealth, a good salary, and, you know, will enjoy. So, but in the spiritual, but in materially speaking, it is like this. But spiritually speaking, when we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada or Krishna, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, "Aham Bija Prajapita." I'm the original seed-giving father of all living entities. Then when we take shelter of Krishna, who is our actual father, then the function of the son in relation to his ordinary father is fulfilled. We cannot really satisfy our father. We only can satisfy our own father and mothers only by taking shelter to the Supreme Father, who is Krishna, with absolute truth. Prabhupada always explained this, the absolute truth. To understand the absolute truth, we need to understand the relative truth. And Prabhupada gives an example of it. If you tell people to, you know, the absolute truth is Krishna, we have a relationship with him as an eternal servant, people will not understand. Our father will not understand, our family will not understand this because they are not devotees. But Prabhupada gave an example to make them understand how we can understand the absolute truth. The absolute truth, to understand the absolute truth, we need to understand the relative truth. And Prabhupada gives the example of two items: darkness and reflection. If I ask you, describe darkness. Give the meaning of darkness. Huh? Darkness means absence of light. So to explain darkness, we need the help of light. We cannot explain darkness. We need the help of light to explain darkness. And light is Krishna. This is darkness. And reflection. If I ask you to give a meaning of reflection, what is reflection? Sorry? See oneself in the mirror. But if we punch the mirror, you, the reflection which is in the mirror, if you pinch, will you get hurt? Not get hurt. Because it's a reflection. So, reflection, the meaning of reflection means that there is a substance, a reality. So this world is a reflection. And Krishna is an absolute truth. So in this way, we can understand the absolute truth through these two examples, darkness and reflection. Reflection is a projection of light into darkness. Reflection is a projection of life into darkness. So in this way we can understand the absolute truth. Why Prabhupada gives this example? Because we have no ideas about the absolute truth. Just like Bhagavad Gita explained about the kingdom of God, Krishna explained it in a negative way. The kingdom of God. He said that there's no light there, there's no electricity. No. Because we have the example of electricity and sun in the material world. So Krishna explained the spiritual world by giving the example of there's no sun, there's no electricity, such thing. So that we can understand the kingdom of God. So Prabhupada gives this beautiful example to understand our actual relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. Prabhupada gives many examples of this. Prabhupada said, if we want to satisfy our hand of our fingers, how we can satisfy these hands and fingers? We have to take food and put in our mouth, and that goes to our stomach, and the stomach digests it. When it digests it, then it becomes blood, and the heart circulates the blood in the body. Then our hand gets the benefits of the food. Independently, we cannot, the hand, the fingers independently cannot enjoy. Unless and until we put in the stomach, and the stomach digests it, and when it digests, it transforms into blood, and the heart transfers the blood everywhere in the senses, in our limbs. And then our fingers get healthy, get nourished. Prabhupada gives these beautiful examples to understand. He gives material examples, our body's examples, limbs examples, just to understand our relationship with the Lord, that our actual relationship is with our real father, who is Krishna. So here it explains about the relationship between son and father. And we just learned that Prabhupada said that it is material, the ordinary relationship of father and mother. It is material. Unless we serve the Lord. Prabhupada gave another example also. If you need to pour water on a plant, where will put the water? put the water in the roots. Yes or no? And by pouring water in the root, automatically the leaves, the branches, the twigs, the flowers, the fruits get the benefits of the water. Prabhupada gives these beautiful examples. But my question is it enough just pouring water in the root? The plant will grow healthily and will produce fruits, produce flowers, and yes or no? No. What the plant needs? Sorry? Sunlight. The plant needs sunlight, and sunlight refers to association of devotees. So association of we may chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We think that, yeah, we are following the instruction of the spiritual master, we are chanting Hare Krishna. But that is not enough. We have to chant Hare Krishna in the association of devotees. Because we are very weak in the material world. We need support. But in the material world, the three modes of material nature are very predominant. Dominating. So we need the help. And one may think, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm following the instruction of the spiritual master. There's no need for, I can chant and can on my own. I'm following. But in the long run, he will stop. Because he has no support. We need support. See? So, that's why Prabhupada has given us Bhagavatam, association of devotees, chanting of the holy name, and prasadam. These are the treatment that we need to do, to take, so that we can become cure our disease in the material world. And the diet is prasadam. So, here is more or less explain about the relationship between son and the father. We have another example also to give, but I think at what time we have to stop? Huh? 8:30. It's already 8:30 now. Oh, no question time. I've not finished actually my lecture. So if I stop here, thank you so much for your kindness. And if there is something to say, to add, or to subtract, to correct. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for the class. I had a question about, so here Brahma is praising his son, Swayambhuva Manu, and given that he is the first Acharya in our disciplic succession, my question has to do with, he's praising Manu, but he's chastising the four Kumaras. So between both of them, between Manu and the four Kumaras, who is more glorious?
Both are glorious. Because Manu obeyed his father by getting married, he became a good progenitor, and he got Manu get beautiful daughters, Prasuti, Asuti and Devahuti. And with his daughters, produced many children. And one of them is Devaki's son is Lord Kapila. So, Manu is doing very good. It's good. It's glorious. And the four Kumaras, they disobey the father. They disobey their father, Manu, because they want to remain brahmacharis for a higher cause. See, for a higher cause. So we can follow the spiritual master's instruction. But we can also disobey the spiritual master's instruction for a higher cause. So both are glorious. That's why Prabhupada mentioned here in the previous verse, the last three lines, the line of disciplic succession from Brahma is spiritual, whereas the genealogical succession from Manu is material. But Prabhupada is very intelligent. But both are on the progressive march toward the same goal of Krishna consciousness. So this is the answer to your question. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Hari Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.